Four Juno Douglas High School students are busy switching out the studded tires on a classmate's car.
Whoa. Okay, we gotta put the alignment pin in one of the lug nut holes.
There wasn't any pin there last time and it worked.
Oh, it was it. Ah.
The class is part of the automotive program, run largely out of the university's Technical Education Center across the street from the high school. For more than 30 years, high school students have learned a variety of skills, from how to change oil to transmission swaps in this facility. But the program may be ending. Here's the district's Director of Administrative Services, David Means.
For us right now, it's an economic situation where, you know, we're paying $40,000 to hold basically three classes over there with up to $3 million cut. It's something that we just felt like we couldn't afford.
During the budgeting process this spring, the school board had to make a lot of tough decisions. One of the budget items they decided to cut was the $40,000 the district pays annually to rent space in the auto shop from the university. The district was hopeful it could renegotiate rent with the university, but that hasn't been the case.
I've known the school district has been under budgetary crisis. I mean, everybody knows that.
Steve Squires teaches the program.
But I didn't really dawn on me that the automotive program wasn't going to make the cut until just a few weeks ago.
Squires said he would still be able to teach his small engine and introduction to automotive classes in the high school, but he said losing the auto shop would put an end to the hands-on instruction students receive in the more advanced courses. He said it would be a shame to cut a career in technical education program at a time when that type of training is sorely needed.
What's really unfortunate is I think a lot of the CTE programs are finally starting to turn around and people are starting to understand that college isn't the only way to make a good living, a good career.
Squires teaches about 80 students a year. He said he has kids who just want to learn the basics, but a number of them go on to automotive or engineering careers. They've won national awards and scholarships using what they learned in the shop. Some former students now work in repair shops and auto parts stores around town. National trade schools recruit a handful of students each year. One graduate now works for Tesla.
I mean, I understand they have a facility, they have to pay for heating and maintenance of the equipment and things like that, but they're really not very negotiable to any kind of reduction in fee when the school district's going through such a hard budgetary process.
Here's UAS Chancellor Rick Caulfield.
You know, we're all facing budget challenges, and at the university, we've made a number of cuts, and I know the school district is facing some of the same challenges.
He said the university had a professional broker look at the facility in 2016 to evaluate the rent. The broker determined $40,000 was a fair price.
We're interested in continuing our partnership with the school district, but in the end, they have to decide whether that's a program that they want to continue or not in light of their other budget priorities.
Caulfield said the university is open to looking for ways to lower rent. They offered to cut it in half by reducing the amount of space the high school class takes up in the auto shop. The district didn't think that would work. JD senior Dylan Rice has been in the class for 2 years and is waiting to hear back from automotive schools.
When you take away the hands-on part of the learning, it's just bookwork, and there's only so much you can do from bookwork. The book is important, don't get me wrong, but I think that you can't apply what you know from the book if you're not using your hands.
The district may ask the city to help cover the cost of rent. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.